We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, back to Vontae Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Going out to the phone lines to talk to our main man, former 49ers Super Bowl champ, had the pick six that rock candlestick park against the Dallas Cowboys. Also has a podcast on the Bleav Network with my guy, Rayshon Haylock, down in Southern California. Rayshon, what up? Eric Davis here on 95.7 The Game, two-time Pro Bowler and three-time All-Pro. ED, what's happening, man?
You know what? Just living a dream, man. That's it. Just living the dream. How about you, fellas?
Oh, man, we're trying to do the same thing here as we try to fight through this pandemic, and we do have sports back, and training camps are now opening across the country here, and the Niners are back in camp coming off of that Super Bowl loss, and we're just talking about Trent Williams and Nick Bosa and kind of reminiscing about Super Bowl 54. Why would we do that, right? Why would we want to bring up old stuff? But here we are, ED, and looking at the 2020 season, what are your expectations? Is it a kind of basically taking a catchphrase from when you played with the 49ers, is it a Super Bowl or bust type of season for the Niners?
Well, this is the you had an opportunity. It's a good football team. It's a very good football team. You had an opportunity to win a championship. You didn't close the deal. So here you go. You got to see where you are. I would think that everyone should start the season with the expectations of winning a championship. That's what I was taught when I was in those colors. That should be the mindset. That should be the standard. But for some teams, that's not realistic because you don't have the locker room. You don't have the dudes. They have the damn dudes in that room. So, yeah, it's one of those things where your expectation should be to win a championship and compete. Now, the only thing I have about it, I wish they stopped with all this revenge tool crap. That right there is nonsense. You can't revenge that L. You took an L. There's no revenge. There's one season has nothing to do with the next. Trent Williams is not upset. He's not in revenge mode. He wants to go out and win a championship, but that had nothing to do with him. That had nothing to do with Kinlaw. That had nothing to do with BA. So that right there has nothing to do with it. Richard Sherman said it best. Come in, reestablish what you are about, who you are, prove to yourself and your teammates that standard that you set is the floor. That's it. We don't know what your ceiling is, but that's the floor. So that should be the mindset, and that's what I'm looking at. It's a talented group that should compete for a championship. So don't screw it up.
ED, this offseason is like one we've never seen. And
yeah.
I got to ask you, because you know what it takes. You played the game. No preseason, ED. You got two rookies, Kinlaw and Ayuk, and your Trent Williams on a new team. Is that going to affect the time that they get to jail before they play their week one football game against Arizona?
Well, number one, this is what I call my belief. When guys were talking about, you know, even – making the team or and things like that. For number one, you go into training camp, they already know they have 45 of those 53 positions already picked out. If not, you're a bad team. You're a bad club. So that part of it is done. You make the team at practice. Things are scripted. Things are you can put guys in uncomfortable situations. You can figure out what a guy can and cannot do during practice because you have enough talented guys around to see how this guy can do that, how individual players can compete. You can put guys in situations. Those decisions are confirmed, or there is affirmation with the preseason games. So missing the preseason games is not that much. So guys can gel, because like I said, the camaraderie, the gelling, the work is going to be done at practice. You get a whole lot more done during that time. Because guys were talking, someone asked me about the preseason games and how will that not affect you. I'll be honest with you, man. My last few years with the Niners, I was going to play a series. I'd get in three plays. George would never let us be out there as starters. He would never let us be out there more than 10 plays. Are we really playing in a preseason game? You know?
Right.
So we didn't play in them. We didn't do it. And I can tell you, true, my goal, my entire goal, and I accomplished it. My next to last year with the Niners, I accomplished it. My goal was to not touch the ground during preseason. And I did it. I went through 2-a-days and preseason, and I didn't touch the ground. And I was proud of that.
Eric, I love that. I absolutely love that. Number 25 for the Niners. Sherman's wearing number 25 these days. I'm curious, you know, he had a great year last year. Great year last year. I love Richard Sherman. I love everything he's about, and I'm on board with all that. I'm just curious. There's been a lot of chatter, and people are questioning whether the guy still got it. Do you think Sherman still got it to be an elite all-pro or Pro Bowl type of a cornerback?
Guys, when Sherm was first released, when all the things went down in Seattle, who was one of the first guys beating on that drum? Get him here. Me. Who was one of the guys that reached out directly to Sherman and said, come wear 25 and win a championship in it. Put on the colors. Me. I said, Sherman wasn't broken. He was injured. And once he gets healthy, he will be the same Sherm. He's not old. The guy starting his 10th year, I believe. Sherm knows how to play. I think he is the last person that I'm concerned with. Do I think he's going to play well? Yes. I was asked, who am I most excited to see? It's Sherm. I want to see if he can continue to just do that, because he's now a couple years removed from his injury. I think he's going to be fine. He's not old. I know from being that age and playing the game that his body hasn't shut down. Guys are freaking out about, just the long speed and guys making plays on him down the field. That's going to happen. whether you are 22 or 32, you are going to step up with the guy that's as fast or faster than you. And if you get yourself in a bad position, they're going to get you. They're pros. It's going to happen. A guy who's not remotely as fast as you can beat you if you get yourself out of position. And it's just, technique thing. Sherm understands that, how to fix it. I think he's fine, even though I'm still hoping the day comes when he moves to free safety. I think he can be a great free safety, and I think the secondary could help the secondary tremendously. But I'm not worried about Sherm, man. I'm not worried about him.
Eric Davis here on 95.7 The Game, former Super Bowl champ with the 49ers, of course, host of the Believe 49ers podcast with Rashawn Haylock on the Believe Podcast Network. ED, just looking at Jimmy Garoppolo, this offense now. Debo Samuel's going to be out a couple weeks, probably with that Jones fracture. That injury can linger. You talked about B.A., Brandon Ayuk out of Arizona State. I'm eager to see Jalen Hurd. I think he could be really physical and an X factor for this offense. But looking at the quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, we talked a lot about him in the offseason. What's the next phase for him in his game? What's the next thing he needs to work on to be that quarterback to where next offseason we're not saying, hey, go get Kirk Cousins, go get Tom Brady, go get Aaron Rodgers. What does Jimmy Garoppolo have to do next season to really debunk all those narratives that we all had this past offseason?
Well, first of all, who was saying that? Who was saying go get Kirk Cousins?
ED. Everybody was. Even Kyle Shanahan kept talking about Kirk Cousins.
I tell you what, things like that, see, when you say that, that's not being in the Bay Area having to listen to that all the time, because that's crazy talk.
It is crazy.
Go get Kirk Cousins, stop it. So the next phase for Jimmy Polo is just understanding the offense and the way his coordinator, his play caller, Kyle Shanahan, sees it. That's the thing that I think what happens with guys when they get next level. When you, at a position, can think the way and see things the way your signal caller is seeing it. when you understand the offense to the point to where, you know, this is the next level of this, where you even understand the concepts, where okay, we're running this, and by design, we should be able to do this formation with this personnel grouping and get back to the same thing to affect the defense. That's the next step, where you're not just running the plays off of recall and the study from the coach implementing it and giving it to you. It's understanding that this is what the coach wants. This is why he wants it. And this is the best way of executing it. That's the next phase for every quarterback, for every player. You want to get to that point. I look at it on defense. I remember games playing on defense where literally Tim McDonald would have us in a huddle, I vividly remember a game we played the entire second half against Carolina in 95, and Tim said, "Don't look to the sideline." He made every defensive call the entire second half. Tim made them. He understood what was going, what was happening, how things need to be adjusted, and since the coordinator would do it, he did it himself. That right there is what I'm saying is the next level of player, and for Jimmy, is like you have really the guts to say, this is what's best. I'm going to change that call for this situation because you see something that you know at the moment the coordinator sees it, he's going to say, yeah, that's the way we need to attack them. But you see it before because you think the way the coordinator is. I think that's the next phase for Jimmy. Now that you understand the offense, you know the offense, how do you feel the offense?
So, Eric, I've got to ask you the number one question. What's going to end up happening with George Kittle? Are they going to get this deal done before the season starts or not?
It doesn't make – the only way you get a deal done before the season is if it's extremely team-friendly. The Niners don't have to sign Kittle right now. He's not going anywhere. He's not. He's under a contract. He's under contract for a couple more years. The salary cap is going to be reduced. How much space do you want to take from it? Kittle, I'll give you. He's the best tight end in football. Okay, great. He's the best tight end in football. We'll pay you like the best tight end in football. Okay, we can make you the highest paid in football. I will give you $11 million because the highest paid is getting $10. Where you're talking about this $15-$20 million, can't do that. Can't do that because you don't know where the salary cap is going to be. And remember, everything that you give him over the going rate for tight ends, which is $10 million right now, is salary cap room that you're taking away from the other positions. So do you want to keep Trent Williams? Think about it. How important is he going to be moving forward? Because everything
Good point.
Give, every million that you give to Kittle above, I think, 10 something like that. So let's just say anything above $11 million, so $15 million, that's $4 million of cap space that you have taken from a position that no one else in the league is giving tight end. Mm. So you are affecting how you're going to do business down the road. So if Kittle wants a contract, we can give you a contract, but since you were coming in early and you want to do it, we'll make you the highest paid. But it's got to be in that 11, 12, 13 max, in my opinion, because I'm giving up extra salary cap room because I can set the market, but I can't reset it that much knowing that those other positions are going to go up. Look at what Joey Bosa just got. In a couple of years from now, you're going to have a $120 million guaranteed to your pass rushers.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Yep. So the tight end position is not a position that has to be paid that much, so you better not do it.
E.D., we saw Kyle Shanahan get a new deal. I thought he was deserving. Mm-hmm. I think he's the best offensive play designer in the game. And I almost want to call him a genius, E.D., because there's so much stuff going through his mind when something's working. For me, he has a tendency to go away from it. Is there anything on the checklist for Eric Davis that Kyle Shanahan has to improve on?
Oh, he's not finished. That's all. He's got to win it. I like Kyle, really like Kyle. I think he's, you know, very, very good at what he does. You've seen it. As far as the contracts, I don't know. I want to point out one thing that we all have lost track of, and everyone's been talking about it, and even when I hear that teams are now drafting and going into free agency to beat the Niners and chasing the Niners. Yeah, the Niners have had one winning season since Cap took him to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Hey, one winning season.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan's record as a head coach is what?
Under 500.
Wow.
So we got to pump the brakes on some of these things. We really do, because I know we all get caught up in the moment and we're a slave to it. And I get how, you know, the social media society is. But let's just go some back. Let's get some back-to-back winning so that your philosophy has been cemented and finished. Because at the end of the day, they lost last season.
ED,
let's get a win.
ED, I thought Shanahan was nervous. I thought he was nervous in that Super Bowl. Mostert didn't get a carry to the second quarter, the end of the first half. Whether or not I believe they should have called a timeout, I don't know if you're on the – you guys with Steve Young or even whether it was Joe Montana, Bill Walsh or George Seifert, they're calling the timeout to get the ball back and try to score before halftime. And then just the last sequence of plays, I thought Shanahan had better days in Super Bowl 54, man. He wasn't on his game.
Okay, well, I'm going to say this about that. That first of all, Kansas City's defense was playing a lot better. Everyone looks at the rankings. I say all the time, numbers lie. The way that defense plays the last 6 weeks of the season, they were as good as anyone. And I'd say the last six leading up to the Super Bowl, that stretch right there, they played as well as any defense in the league. And the other thing about it, he had a two-score lead in the fourth quarter. Shanahan, I in no way blame the Super Bowl on Shanahan. I don't think he was nervous. I think that he called an offensive game plan that put them in charge. At the end of the day, he dialed up a play that even after the defense had given up those 21 points in the fourth quarter, if you connect on Sanders, you'll probably win the game. Kyle Shanahan is not the reason they lost the game. Defense is the reason they lost the Super Bowl. Mm. Right? People got to stop putting that on Garoppolo. You got to stop putting that on play calling. You had half a quarter left, two-score lead. You can't be the number one defense in the league and give that up. That's not on offense.
That's real. ED, so good to catch up with your brother. Hopefully you're safe. We will do it again soon as the season gets cranked up. I'm loving this fact that we're going to go straight to week number one. Straight to week number one, like it's an NCAA. I cannot wait. And we'll see the Arizona Cardinals out here in the Bay Area with their new toy, DeAndre Hopkins, alongside Kyler Murray and Larry Fitzgerald. ED, stay safe, brother. Take Rashawn, we say hello.
I will do that. Take it easy, fellas.
Eric Davis here on 95.7 The Game, breaking down the 49ers going into the season. Nick Bosa, Richard Sherman, Jimmy Garoppolo. Man, this
super
team looks
eager.
It looks good. Looks good, man. The schedule is, and it does. I think the schedule does them a favor before they get into the meat of it, to where they can catch some momentum and get guys up to speed like Kinlaw and like Brandon Ayuk. I'm really eager to see Brandon Ayuk on this football field and playing in this offense alongside my guy, Jalen Hurts, to stay healthy. I'm telling you, the guy could be an X factor.
That stability is availability.
I knew you were going there.
Well, I hear what he's saying about, you know, no preseason, no big deal. I didn't care about that. But it's not just the lack of no preseason games. It's the lack of no training camps and no mini camps and no OTAs.
Well, you're going to have training camp. You got training camp right now. Just the OTAs and mini camps.
Yeah. That's very
15
abbreviated.
Practices and pads.
I mean, they don't hit in practice anyway, though.
They don't hit in practice anymore.
Yeah, but it's there's certain things that you need to be on the field for. Like, that's there's no question about it. Like, you get better by playing. Yes, there's stuff you can do on Zoom calls, but you get better and you have synergy by specifically going out there and working through the kinks. That's part of sports.
But Shasky, I think they will. They're going to be scrimmaging against each other. They're going to scrimmage against their defense like they do every single season. They'll get on the field to do that. Now, they're going to be testing, and you know,
they have two rookies that they're trying to start right now, and they have a new left tackle who they're trying to get acclimated. I know he knows the system. I'm just saying, it's not like it's the exact same team rolling back. There is a little subtlety.
But training camp will be basically the same. You're just not going to have games. You're not going to have preseason games where these starters are not even going to play anyway. They're not going to play anyway in the preseason. They're going to go and practice. They're going to thud like they do every single season. Yeah. They'll get the work in. They'll go against the ones. Ones against ones. You're starting offense against the starting defense. They'll be ready, B. They're going to be –
wow.
I mean, there's going to be rust and kinks going into week one of any season. The rust may linger a little bit more this year because of the lack of – I guess, preseason games against other ones. Like week three to preseason, you see guys play a quarter on offense. Like you see the starters go, but I'm honestly not too concerned with that. They're going to be in practice, going through all the drills, going through all the hitting. They'll do that in training camp.
What was ED's greater point? You two helped me out on Kyle and his record. Because right now, Bonte, he's a Jedi. I know he needs a little improvement, and I'm with you. I think he did get a little too cute in the Super Bowl. But we can't – he's way past when he first started, right? My confidence level for Kyle is through the roof.
Let me ask you out loud. Doug Peterson won the Super Bowl, okay? Right now, who are you trading for the rest of their career? You going to trade for Doug Peterson or Kyle Shanahan? You have your option
Kyle.
Of the two coaches.
Kyle.
Thank you. Thank you. Look, I know he's got a wart here. He's got one real fatal flaw. The guy starts winning in the Super Bowl and melts down in the fourth quarter. I'll take that fatal flaw. Eventually, he'll figure it out. Andy Reid's 65 years old.
Right.
He just won his first Super Bowl. He's 65. Kyle's 40. Kyle's 40. I wouldn't trade his future for anyone else's in the league in terms of coaches.
Yeah, I like Kyle Shanahan and where he's at. Best offensive play caller.
Kyle's
I'm still going to give the nod to Andy Reid. Andy Reid has been able to adjust his offense.
Well, especially now, Bonte.
And then with the spread.
Toys.
Yeah, no, he's got some toys. And Andy Reid is one of the best in the business. Andy Reid, with that Super Bowl, I think we need to start talking about him as being one of the best offensive minds in pro football history, at least top 10.
He's already been in there.
Yeah. I mean, no, like before the Super Bowl, people were saying, oh, Andy this and Andy that. Angelo Cataldi joined us before the Super Bowl. I had to put that
he's
guy
silly.
In Philadelphia in his place about Andy Reid. It's like, dude, what's throwing? You're working with Todd Pinkston and James Thrash.
Yeah.
What did you expect?
He had McNabb, but he had a little monkey on his back.
Got to throw to somebody.
Curious George was on his back.
Yeah. It's not like he had, you know, Montana in his prime. I mean, McNabb was nice, but come on.
He took T.O. to the Super Bowl.
And they should have won. I mean, it's talking about getting in shape, Donovan McNabb. Be ready to go. That's
growing
the theme
up.
Of the show today.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Wow. Guts.
He should have had Chris Paul's vegan
Bellies.
Diet.
There you go.
Shape.
Skinny
Mello. Oh, Victor Conti / Joe Shasky.
Victor,
didn't know he was in a nutritionist.
Your job
was working
is
at
to stay in shape.
Didn't know he was
Your
working
job.
At GNC.
No, I'm not. No.
I mean,
no, but if I needed to be on air, I would be in shape. That's part of the job.
I have never
like I can't
use
ruin
steroids,
my lungs.
Period.
And I can't ruin my throat if I want to be on air. If you want to be a professional athlete, your body is how you make money. Like this, I'm not. It's like sawing off both your hands and you're a plumber. Like you can't be a plumber anymore.
Oh Lord.
Right.
Niners back in training camp down in Santa Clara, down there at Levi's Stadium. Bosa's back. Trent Williams is here. Here's what Trent Williams had to say on Jordan Reed, the new addition the Niners made earlier this week.
You know, our conversation about Jordan, I think Kyle obviously drafted Jordan, so it was, I didn't have to talk him into, you know, tell him how good a player he was. I think that's proven. I think that's, you know, well documented. I think I just kind of gave him a little insight because Jordan's one of my closest friends, to just how he was really feeling and how and where his mental state was. And I think that they was, you know, comfortable with that. So they kind of pulled the trigger on which I think he's going to make this team just that much better.
Jordan Reed going to be interesting if he can stay healthy. And that is a big if because these head injuries he suffered, 7 concussions. Those first couple hits he takes, we're all going to be kind of holding our breath because Jordan Reed, the head issues are a serious thing. But if he could stay on the football field, yes, he can make a difference in his passing game.
I'm excited for him. I want to see him and Kittle out there. I want to see these two tight end sets. I want to see what Kyle's got cooked up, to be totally honest with you guys. And, man, I can't wait for this season to start. I can't. I really can't. I'm so fired up for this.
And I'm in my little bubble in Union City thinking, oh, what it's like to be an NFL player. And I'm sitting here telling you guys ad nauseum, oh, that Super Bowl loss is going to fuel them. They can't wait. And Eric Davis, former player, says – that was last year, Bonte. That ain't got nothing to do with this year. But I got to believe everybody in the red and gold, Kyle included, it's going to be like any given Sunday. We got to go back and right that wrong, man.
We're going to see those highlights all season. That 3rd and 15. Mahomes hoisting a trophy.
Bush,
that trophy
that's for here forever. The 3rd and 15.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. Super Bowl.
Not if you win.
Highlights.
They got to win.
But if you go back and win, right, it'll be a negative glitch, no question about it. Okay. But if you you can find a way to go back and win, then you know what? I can not live with it, because I don't think I'm ever going to be able to live with it. I still think they lost one, but I'll be able to at least suppress it more.
Here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Safeway. Another Tiger watch, another Tiger update. We'll have that coming up for you, and a little bit of in or out right here on BSNG. Dirty Guru Johnson, Joe Shasky, the Butcher Boy, Bonte Hill, all sponsored by Safeway. Safeway is the largest buyer of local Northern California produce. Right now, save on sweet peaches, nectarines, and plums, just 99 cents per pound. And find blueberries for $2.99. Dude, those blueberries at Safeway are sweet, juicy, $2.99, folks. That is a bargain. Also, the sweet peaches, nectarines, and plums. You talk about healthy and staying in shape, Shasky. Get your ass down to Safeway. Get down to Safeway. Don't forget about the Oro Wheat variety breads. Are you kidding me? Buy one, get one free. Shasky Guru, get down to Safeway. Come in and explore.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
DRK coming up next right here on 95.7 The Game. They'll take you from 2 to 6. Sure, they'll talk a little training camp. Trent Williams, Nick Bosa. Also, Tiger Woods, y'all. We got a Tiger update?
Tiger Woods out at Harding Park is three shots off the lead. Your leader right now, Jason Day. But Tiger Woods finishes with a tap-in par. He's two under, three shots off the lead, and he is leading the entire tournament in driving distance right now. So I guess the cold weather, the fog, in August out here means absolutely nothing. Let's go. Hey,
it's overrated.
This is lowest round, lowest first round score since 2012.
Wow.
So,
gotta finish. Finish, Tiger.
It's a 4-day. This is the first lap. It's the first lap.
I wish you could go out there, Butch. That's bothering me. This is in your hood.
You know
what?
You're
the avid golfer. I wish I could get you in.
Hey, Goo, if he wasn't such a hater and anti-press pass, maybe his ass would be at Harding Park right now.
You think they were listening to me?
Oh, man. They saw Joe Shasky, Butch. Oh, the guy on 95.7 The Game always hating on media members.
Looking at like, if I could
screw this guy. Keep him out of the park. He doesn't belong at Harding Park.
Let's take a joke.
You know what?
That haterade you've been sipping, man. I don't know what it is, but Butch, you're a member of the media now. You're a member
Country
of the media
Club
now. Embrace it.
I see you smiling.
Municipal courses, a man of the Muni, Joe Shasky, Country Club Bonte. If I don't get invited on my press pass to the Olympic Club, then I'm not going.
Shasky was getting dropped off in middle school, high school, dropped off by Pops, either Grandpa Shasky, while your boy was on either the 22 Fillmore, the 43 Masonic, the 6 Parnassus, the 31 ball. I had a fast pass. I bet you Joe Shasky ain't never spent 35 cents on beauty.
Congratulations.
Even Joe Shasky know what BART is?
Does Joe Shasky know? $8 for a monthly fast pass. And I used to have it, the 29. I wrote it every day. You can ask anybody and their moms. All right. I had to go from the Excelsior to the Sunset and back, okay? It was a very long, lonely, sad bus ride. And I used to have my little tape deck, then when it became CD players, I'd have to hold the CD player so that it wouldn't skip in my hand just right. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, you had it hard.
I had the rubber bands around my CD player.
I know.
Hey, Guru.
To keep it down? That's a problem.
That guy was catching the bus like once a week. We know sad country clubs.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, Butch.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Embrace it. It's okay. It's all right. I could have helped you out applying for a media credential. You could have been at Harding Park seeing Brooks Koepka coming. He's in second right now, 4-under. Could have saw your boy Brooks. Could have saw Brooks Koepka. But you're anti-press pass, so you snooze, you lose. It's okay.
Ron Krojcik, all the other established members of the media out there with my little notepad taking photos. It would have been nice. I should get one of those press hats. You know, like those old 1950s where the guy's got the hat and there's like a little white note on the side. I should have one of those. Do my little Buster Brown, you know, with like a little pea coat, I guess it was more of a derby. What are those like, those long dusters?
Pendleton.
Pendleton. There we go. I was trying to think what the name was. Like, that's what I should do next time I go to a Niner game. Dress up in a Halloween costume.
I love it.
Oh, man. Harding Park PGA Tour going on there. By the way, Niners offensive lineman, backup offensive lineman, I got to read this text in a second. Sean Coleman has opted out of the season due to COVID-19. Sean Coleman, I think, had battles with leukemia, so he has opted out of the 2019 season. From the 415 on the Chilton Autobody text line, 29 is a soft Muni line. Talk to me on the 9 San Bruno. 29 is not soft, but it's not the 9 San Bruno. I'll say that.
Yeah, all right. I took the 14, 15, 49, 47, 29. Took all those, well, a 43. Took all those buses. I mean, that's my entire corridor.
I can't really give you an exact name.
Thank you,
you got
Joe
street
Horn.
Cred, Butch. I know.
Come on.
I know.
Do you know, Guru? Do you know?
Yeah, I do know.
I don't think you do know.
I got check systems on all my friends. I know what the background is like, B.
You know what's funny is when I first came to 95.7 the game, just hella random. Hashtag random. Low Neil and Goo, they were like, oh, we didn't know about you, Bonte. We thought you were from this and that. I was like, what? You guys are willing to talk. Talk about
some cable. He did that cable, Butch, growing up.
Talk about silver spoons around these pieces.
Yeah. Mike Tyson grew up.
Oh, man.
You know.
By the way, halftime, Jay, I see you on the text line. Shark Week this Sunday. Mike Tyson facing off with sharks. I will be in on that. I love me some sharks.
I broke my back.
Shark Week on the
what
Discovery Channel.
What am I missing Channel? About Tyson? I mean, the resurgence of Tyson. I love him, but why are you doing that to Roy Jones?
He's polarizing. He's that guy.
I know.
Watch.
Something happens, yeah.
The pigeon thing is just always the most curious thing of all things. The pigeon obsession. I don't know. We in San Francisco.
The rat version
pigeons,
of a bird.
That's what they were. They were rats, straight up. Yeah. Seagulls and pigeons were disgusting. I wouldn't want to be anywhere near them. Yet in New York, it's like, oh, my God, we got a bird cage on the roof. Like, what? No. Those things are nasty. I swear to God, I saw on Instagram the other day a hawk smothered a pigeon in midair and then swooped it down and started eating
amazing.
It. I mean, the wildlife's going crazy during this quarantine. Yeah.
Wow.
And everything I get real quick, Bonte, hashtag random of a coyote, I just fire it off the shaft. You got to love me. Man, I'm thinking you know, no matter what time of day or night, at the Shasky.
Is that true?
Oh.
Look at that.
No,
drop
Bonte
a Twitter name.
At Joe Shasky.
I didn't even know.
I didn't think I had to tell him. Go ahead.
You got to promote him. If you want to do it right, do it right.
Oh, he don't need no more promoting.
Guru, lower the caps. You guys get on me about Twitter. Lower the caps.
You made the local paper.
I got into the Chronicle, you know, over my Fog tweet, and you didn't. Bonte's over there hating.
Dude.
I mean, you were part of the journey.
That. Been there,
You're
done that.
The
I got bylines in the Chronicle. I had bylines in
the Chronicle.
I had bylines in the Chronicle.
You
should
have wrote it.
And that was the bootleg Chronicle. It's SF Gate. That's the free version.
That's a problem. Whatever I can get.
Not the sporting
green. You know I love you, Butch.
Been there, Butch done that. Come on, man. Don't try to flex on me. Major League Baseball, in
Let's
or out.
This.
In or out. Guru, because we got it to a Shask and I. Seven inning doubleheaders. In or out.
I'm out, and the game was predicated on 9 innings. Why are you doing the facelift that you don't need? No Major League Baseball game should ever be anything but 9 innings unless it's a rainout. I'm offended. It hurts. Butch, I just don't understand what's going on. 7 innings for a Major League Baseball game. Your boy is so OUT.
Yeah, I'm in on this. This is I'm open-minded, and I'm in on it because it's a television product, an outlier year, outlier rules, outlier amount of playoff teams. I'm in on it. All in.
Walk-off in the bottom of the seventh is not the same as just saying the bottom of the ninth. It's the seventh.
First game of the year.
The game should be going.
Yeah, but why don't we show the same outrage when the first game of the year got rained out and stopped in the sixth inning? The game
I was ticked off about it. I was ticked off about it. Maybe the Nationals
really
would have came back.
That Yankee-Nats game really got you fired up?
Because you said somebody would have ticked off. I want to see 9 innings. I'm kind of with Guru here. And you talk about the safety and everything. And baseball is, man, we don't even know if the season's going to get completed or not. I mean, you want to go 7 inning doubleheaders? These guys can't get through a 3-hour game. You know?
Man.
7 innings, these are the big leagues. 9 innings. The hell with the kids about staying up past 10 o'clock. What happens in 7 innings after it's tied? Because it's going to, 7 inning tie. You're going to count ties? You're going to go to extras.
Second base.
Oh, man. Oh, please. You're doing
That's
too much.
That's what's going to happen.
It's 7 inning games.
Base.
I'm so out. I'm so out because we need 7 innings. That is so soft.
And fake who comes up? Oh, we're going to put 7. Let's do 7-inning right. double, not 6. Let's do 7. That'll work.
It's like they're this is what they're doing, right? There's a bunch of ideas in a bucket.
Not 7.
Right? And they're just pulling them out of the bucket. And this is one of those frozen envelope situations. It just so happened to be doubleheader, 7 innings. Let's do it.
All right.
Rob Manfred's making it up as he goes, man. He's calling audibles.
That's the problem.
The line.
And that's the problem. That is the problem. Here's from the 925, the longest 7th-inning stretch in history. Wow. What are you going to do with the 7th-inning stretch song?
Now
what are you
going to
do
with the 5th
inning? Oh, wow, man. Jeez. Here from the 510, we're going to have 5-inning triple headers. 5-inning triple headers.
It couldn't hurt.
Draymond Green would be awesome in that format.
See, here you go. Disrespecting the champion.
Listen to anything that he says.
Bush got material.
He's been sipping Haterade all day. Guru, when you first left us here at about 11 o'clock, I don't know what's gotten into him. That cup of coffee, Michelle put some Haterade powder in there or something like that because he's Dame Dalla, media credentials, buses. Yeah, oh, jeez. Yeah. Man, you're from San Francisco, man. Thought you was from the sucker free city.
I want to get away moment, Butch, with Dave.
Hey, this guy's from the sucker free city, man. Acting like a sucker the last 3 hours with a lot of Haterade. Come on, Butch.
Boy. Look at you guys backing me into a corner, bully balling me. I mean, it's okay. When I get trapped, I don't panic. I pivot, gentlemen.
MLB, in or out? 3 batter minimum.
Guru.
I'm out. OUT, man.
Why?
And you could, because it's not how the game is. It's based on. And if it's my team and my job's on the line, and I feel like Bonte can get one batter, but I don't trust him with 2. What's been wrong with what's been working thus far? Why are you going to change it? So now you got a guy out there just because of the damn rules when his coach wouldn't have him out there. I don't like it. I don't like it. It stinks. Yeah. It reeks. And I'm hurt.
Yeah, I'm actually all the way out on this one, just like Guru. Okay. And I thought that the original point of the rule was to essentially make the game go by quicker so that there's less pitching changes. Yet it feels like every single big-time inning, you're still having the same amount of pitching changes. And I don't like it from a strategy standpoint because we've seen guys that go back out there and they – after 1-2 batters, I want the guy yanked. Obviously, we referenced the guy the other night and Danny Jimenez we referenced before that. Like, get them out of there. Just get them out of the game. I don't want to see that. I'm totally all the way out on this.
I'm with
you, Butch. I've been open-minded to a lot of rule changes, but this one I'm totally against.
I'm against it, too. I don't like to. I did Thank at first you. Like the all 3-batter right. minimum. I really did because I'm like, man, who cares? Lefties, righties, because I'll get 3 outs. You're a big league pitcher, but you know what? You need the three batter minimum is not working out. I'm kind of out on that.
No, I'm so out.
In or out?
Minimum. You know what I mean?
minimum. 3 batters. Like, whoa.
This is baseball, man.
I give up back-to-back jacks that are about 1,000 feet in totality when it comes to the back-to-back home runs.
Wow.
what are you going to do here? Let him go out for a third batter?
Well, then this is what my move would be. This is what I'd be interested if anyone's willing to dare this. Why don't you just pretend like the pitcher's hurt? I would walk out there with the trainer and be like, he pulled his back. I got to yank him out right now.
Yeah, I would cheat.
You know,
I would cheat.
That would last you a week. They'd catch on to it, though.
Hey, it was a precaution.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I like that.
Let's go out to our man, Jesus, in Menlo Park. Jesus, what's happening? You're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, what's going on, you guys? Real quick, just wanted to give a shout-out to Guru. The other day I went into the liquor store. I heard him on the radio that Backyard Boogie. I was over there reclaiming my scratchers that I won while people were waiting in line.
You're one of them.
That's my time. But anyway.
Yeah, you're one of them. Good job.
when it comes to the seventh inning thing, what if they don't get it done in the seventh inning and then here comes the eighth inning? Now it's extra innings accordingly. So what, are they going to have a batter on second base or are they going to play that eighth inning as is? I guess I'll just take your answer off the line, and good job, you to you guys every day.
Thanks.
Thank you, brother.
My understanding is that they're going to put a guy at second base, but I haven't seen anything definitive to confirm that. But that's the understanding that I have to try to speed the games up.
So now we want to speed the games up. The purity of baseball.
Exactly. You don't need a clock. Speed golf up, right. Shasky.
Yeah.
Why are we doing it with baseball?
Please.
I wish they would.
Oh, man. All of a sudden, what do you got to do? We're sports nuts. You ain't got nothing to do. Oh, we got to go to bed. We got to go to bed at 9:30. Please, stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Let's talk to Trey and Benicia. Trey and Benicia, what's happening? You're on 95.7 The Game.
Man, how you guys doing today, man?
A little fired up, Trey. A little fired up. We want to speed the game up.
I'm good. Bonte's bitter.
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. By you playing seven-inning games, you know what you're literally doing? You're spitting in the face of the great Bambino, Babe Ruth, by playing seven-inning games. To me, if you were going to add in a rule, I think a good rule would have been like a 10-run rule. I could have understood that. But maybe this is just a one-time thing with the COVID. This is probably not going to be permanent because, like, to me, I don't believe in putting a runner at second base in an extra inning game. Like, you know, don't change the game. Keep baseball pure. And I'll take your thoughts off here.
Thank you, Trey. I'm with it, man. I'm with it, man. Keep it pure. Oh, let's speed it up.
What's pure about baseball? I want to know what's pure about
baseball. Innings.
The
Nine
fact
innings.
That you got two different variations of baseball, American League version with the DH and the National League, and you could tell the difference. It was all Major League Baseball, Butch, but it was different, and you appreciated it. And now you just go universal this, universal that, and just it's weak, it's whack, and it ain't helping your game. That's the worst part.
It's the only sport that refuses to evolve with the times. Like, we give it this false
what
narrative
that
nothing's
no.
changed.
You know what it is.
The equipment's changed. The actual material, the ball's been made out of has changed. The dimensions of each ballpark is different. Like, we hold these things so like, oh, my God, nothing should change.
You know what?
When that's just not the truth.
It's the problem with society now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Nobody has patience anymore. Nobody's got patience. They want instant gratification. Everybody wants instant gratification and want everything to speed up and get done with in a hurry. We wait all day for these baseball games, and all of a sudden we want them to zoom by. So we can wait another 24 hours for first pitch? Come on, man.
And what if the NBA was thinking like this with their sport? Oh, it ain't 3 seconds. It'll be 7 seconds. A three-pointer's a six-pointer. I mean, we'll raise the basket to 13 feet. No, they were secure with what they were doing, and it's been that way forever. It's six fouls, you're out the game. The baseball, it's like it's turned into a wannabe, and I don't know what it wants to be, but I think the word is Arthur Fonzarelli. I think it wants to be cool, and you slapped your mainstays in the face because what I'm seeing was – now, if this COVID thing and Universal DH is a one-off – I'll give you that, Butch, but I don't think it is, and it's just sad that it's so desperate to try to bring people to your sport that you got to just do these just 180 on what's been tradition forever.
I love tradition as well, too, but the new stuff's pretty damn cool as well, all right? You got to adapt on the fly, evolve or die. It's very simple. That is a life strategy. It's called Darwinism. You guys should look it up one day. You'd figure it out. And unfortunately, baseball's dying on the vine here. And if they want to get better and continue to evolve and stay relevant, these are the little tiny tweaks that they need to make.
How's it going to improve the product on the field? Because everything's speeded up. Like, I don't get how it's going to improve the bat, the at-bats. The at-bats is just fine. You don't need to change anything.
What about this, Bonte? Oh, hey, Shirley and Tony, let's go to the yard. Let's go watch baseball. It's 7 innings now. It's not 9. Let's go. That's not happening, Butch.
People are still going to leave
it's
early.
Not happening.
Instead of leaving in the 7th, they're going to leave in the 5th. That's all that is. Let's go to GV real quick in San Francisco. Excuse me. GV, what's happening? You're on 95.7 The Game.
What's going on, fellas? Big fan of the show. Hey, I'm with you guys, man. I'm so out on these rule changes. I mean, a seven-inning baseball game is just disgusting. And then the three battle rule, that takes away a lot of the strategy, man. I mean, you got to have your pitcher coming in for an inning or for a batter to get that one guy out. And it's just disgusting with these rule changes. I am not a fan. Thank you for taking my call, fellas.
No problem. Let's get to David real quick, Shasta. Let's get to David at Oakland. David, what's happening? You're on 95.7 The Game.
So my idea around pitching changes is really clear, easy. The pitcher has to come out with the manager. So
They warm up on the side. They come down to the dugout, and the pitch changes really quick. They get maybe three pitches and go. Also have the crew. They make the warm up mound similar and or identical to where the mound is on the field, and they come out and they start throwing. Done.
Thanks for the phone call, David.
Well, this thing that we have to wait for somebody, like I have to take the ball from you, and then I got to signal to the guy in the bullpen, and he's got to come waltzing out. Yeah, we could speed all that up. The second the manager comes out, the phone call should have already been made to the bullpen. Bring this guy in. You get a couple of pitches. Let's go. But look, the problem
is saving 2 minutes
in innings. No. That's my. This goes back to my original thing. The problem is not just these things. It's the combination of how much time it takes in between every single pitch. Nolan Arenado stepping out of the box, taking the helmet off, looking around, showing everyone how beautiful he is, and then looking around like, dude, you know you're swinging away.
That.
Ain't nobody asking you to bunt.
Tuck in your
chains. Stay in the box.
Tuck in your chains.
Exactly.
Been doing that
you watch
for
the
years.
Games back in the day. Yeah. Guys stayed in the box. They stayed in the box. Ball went right back to the pitcher. Pitcher got in there. Boom. Let me get the signal. Let's go. The stare down between the pitcher, the batter, the in and out, it just takes way too long. That's where you can really speed up the game. I agree with that.
In or out, digital fans or cardboard fans? We got about less than a minute here. Digital fans, cardboard cutouts, are you in or out?
I like both. I'm in on both. I love them both, digital and the cardboard, Butch. I love them both.
I like the cardboard. Cardboard. I'm all in on cardboard. I actually.
I like the Niner.
I submitted a cardboard cutout, and you're going to find out where's Waldo. I'm going to play the game all year, Giants fans. Guess where I'm going to be. Don't be jealous, B.
Oh,
just
I'm
because
not.
They didn't have them.
So you're in there for sure?
The
trust me.
You're
if
in
I
there
wanted
for sure?
If I wanted to waste my $100, if I wanted to waste my $100, go get me a cutout. I would have done it with the beard.
B, just ask Uncle Joe.
Hope
Butch got a family buddy.
Hey, I just hope 100 pence fouls one off your dome. I really hope that happens. Virtual fans, I love it because you saw Melo with the three. You saw the virtual fans with the three against your head. Melo. Shasky, Guru, Bonte, we're out of here. So, Joe Spadoni, Kyle Madsen, good job. DRK next right here on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.